SEC Media Days get started later today down in Birmingham.
All right, before you go any further, here's the way I want you to do it.
Okay.
I want you to introduce these players in the voice of their head coach.
All right. Well, guys, we got a couple Commodores here. We got George Smith, receiver from Pembroke Pines, Florida. And we got Rashard Langford. He's a hard-hitting safety from Tanner, Alabama. Guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Doing
all right.
Anybody on the team that can do Coach Johnson like that?
I think that was pretty close right there.
That might be the best one I heard.
I'm sure guys do that stuff, though, in the locker room when the coaches aren't around. Who else gets imitated? Anybody do a Fowler or do Ted Kaine or anybody with it?
Oh, Fowler gets done all the time.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I like that. Yep.
All right, you guys are headed down to Birmingham. And George, I told you I got you down for 70 balls this year. But the first question, obviously, this is your sixth year in the program. You overcame an illness called transverse myelitis, which resulted in temporary paralysis, months of rehabilitation. You know, your story's been told about, you know, what it took for you to get back on the field. But the question I've always wanted to ask you is, how did that whole ordeal shape you as a person and a football player?
Well, personally, it's just, you know, it makes you take every day, you know, close. You know, you just wake up and just you don't take anything for granted. You know, breathing, standing up, you know, the relationships you have with people, just makes you, you know, value everything you encounter every day. And as a football player, you know, there's nothing really harder I've gone through. So, you know, the nicks and bruises and, you know, the fourth quarter, it just makes you stronger in those times. Right,
are you set career highs last year? I think you caught 32 balls. Earl Bennett obviously got a lot of attention out there. Now the dynamic has changed. He's gone. You're one of the go-to guys. How does that change things for you? And talk about the challenges that it's going to present for you.
Well, being the number one guy, I definitely want to be that go-to guy on the third longs and when we need that big play. Earl definitely set the tone for the receiver spot at Vanderbilt, and really looking forward to, you know, trying to meet the challenge.
You left out the part of that. George was also shot a few years ago.
Yes.
And overcame that as well. Do you think back on your career and think, man, I've gone through a lot here, or do you kind of put some of that stuff behind you and just focus on what's ahead?
I definitely put it behind me, but, you know, I wasn't going through it alone. I had my teammates, my family, and that's what, you know, helped me get through those issues.
Rashard Langford's here as well, and you're heading back to your home state today from Tanner, Alabama. That should be a lot of fun for you to meet all the folks down there and give them your take on the Vanderbilt football season to come.
Yeah, it's going to be good to go back home. My dad and my mom, a couple of my family members are coming down there to support me today, so it's going to be good.
Who'd you grow up rooting for?
Say what?
Who'd you root for when you were a kid growing
between
up in Alabama?
Between Alabama and Auburn?
Yeah.
Neither.
Really?
I can't. I've been rooting for Vandy since I've been here. I didn't root for anybody. I didn't watch college football until I got in college.
Really?
Yeah, right. But, you know, but now when you look at that rivalry and all the stuff that goes on down there and the sniping back and forth between fans and coaches and everything else, do you shake your head at all that and say, wow, that's hard to believe all that goes on in my home state?
Nah, not at all, because, I mean, we got it now. Vandy, Tennessee. Vandy, Alabama is a little rivalry. So, I mean, it's whatever.
You're part of a really good secondary. Talk about what makes you excited about that unit, but what are your concerns about the seven in front of you?
I don't really have any concerns. I know these guys can go out there and play hard. Our linebackers and our defensive line are going to step up. All those guys have played before. They're going to go out on the field and do what they have to do, improve themselves. The secondary, we got a little bit more experience than those other guys because we've all been there. We all played last year, so we're gonna go out there and try to lead our team right in the defense.
Up front, you do have some guys to replace on defense on that defensive line. What's the toughest part you think about learning to play that position and building that depth there
on the defensive line?
Yeah,
just depth. I think just a lot of guys knowing their position, go in and out during the series, get three or four good hard plays, and go in. Four more guys come in, four guys go out, four guys go in, and so. I think that'll be the real challenge, finding depth in the defensive line and linebacker.
You're as experienced as any defensive player in the SEC. What took you the longest to learn about playing in that league and, you know, the kind of athletes you face every week?
Just learning to calm down and play the game as fast as possible. I mean, you get out there, you get an adrenaline rush, you don't think, and you just play wild. When I first started playing my first game, I might have played the first two or three series completely wrong.
Right.
But, I mean, after I calmed down, things started clicking and working for me. And since then, I've been doing that.
Now, how hard is it to stay focused? And this is for either one of you guys. You step out there in one of those fields, there's 85, 90, 100,000 people in the stands. How hard is it not to, to look around and stay focused on the job at hand when, you, when you're there?
It's a little hard, but you get used to it. I mean, I tend to look around a lot in the beginning. I'm not even lying. Look for my family, see if they're there. But after the game starts going, the whole crowd just zones out.
Yeah, it's a zone out thing. Like, you know, you hear more stuff on the field than you can hear in the stands when people are yelling.
All right, be honest, on the practice field, who has gotten the better of who here? In terms
between me and him?
Yes. Yeah, he's a pretty fast-moving target, and you hit as hard as anybody in the conference. So how's it gone down?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's even.
Now, that's a very diplomatic and political answer.
You promised us you were going to tell the truth.
We do a series of, you know, blocking drills and one-on-one drills, and I think we both do a good job of making each other the best players we can be.
Yeah, we work hard.
Yeah, no, they're going PC on us. And you're going to hear this question a lot today, and that is, you know, Vanderbilt, in most cases, can stay on the field with the best teams in the SEC for three quarters. What does it come down to, though, to get you over the finish line? Is it want to? Is it talent? Is it both?
I think it's a little heart and confidence. A little heart and confidence, knowing that you're going to win from the start of the game, and when you get to the fourth quarter, knowing at the end of the game we're going to win and not giving up until them last seconds go off the clock.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you know, not getting too comfortable with some leads you might be holding and just believing that you can make the plays first, second, and third.
All right, and George, you lose your entire offensive line. The quarterback situation is uncertain. Make me feel good about the Vanderbilt offense.
Well, we definitely got a lot of young guys just as talented as, you know, the guys like Earl Bennis when they came in their freshman year. So we're looking for a lot of guys to be able to step up and make big plays. We've got Thomas Welch, very experienced lineman, Virlin, you know, guys that we have a lot of confidence in leading those young guys. And the quarterback spot, we have, you know, really two very athletic people and that both can play.
It was a kind of a blessing in disguise with Nixon banged up some last year that McKenzie was able to get in there and get some experience and, you know, play in some winning football games.
We could say,
you know, how much did it help McKenzie Adams to get in there?
Oh, it definitely gave him a load of confidence, you know, and definitely going to South Carolina and, you know, winning that big game, you know, I'm going to say that. And, it definitely gave us, you know, the feeling that we have depth. We can go to another quarterback that can make plays and win us some football games.
You know, and same question for you, Rashard. You know, talking about that South Carolina game, you guys built an early lead. You held on for the rest of the game. Something you were talking about a minute ago, having the heart to finish the ball game. How much can you draw off that experience? I know it's in the past and it was last season and the players changing all that, but, you know, as veteran players, how much can you draw from that?
I think it was a good experience and good, something great for our team to experience. We got to start in the first game this time, first game to the last. Just take it one game at a time and just keep it going. Just got to keep it up this time.
Let me ask both of you this question because, you know, Rashard, you said you didn't watch a lot of college football, you know, growing up. And George, you came from Philadelphia, which is a big pro city, not a big college football city, you know, per se. What would you tell people about the SEC and the SEC experience? Because, you know, I grew up north. Mm-hmm. And when they start telling me, yeah, you know, it's just college football, I said, you don't get it.
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
I would definitely tell them it's a whole nother world. I didn't realize that fans are that much dedicated to the town, the city, the players, everything. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere to play in.
Rashard?
Oh, it's tough. I think the SEC is one of the toughest conferences. We got a good ACC. And all those other conferences are good conferences to play in, but the SEC is tough. It's a battle week in and week out with these SEC teams, and like you never know who's going to win because all the teams are good here.
Every week we go into those places to play. We're on the road. You ride in there on the bus, and you see all the people tailgating, and some of them telling you you're number one, and you know, with the wrong finger and that sort of thing. Give us a couple of the funnier things you've seen in some of those road trips. You know, both you guys being experienced and haven't seen about everywhere around the SEC.
I think we've seen a couple pictures held up.
Yeah, we saw some pictures, some bad pictures. We saw, what was it? I think when we went to LSU, We might have got our bus rocked a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that.
We got our bus rocked on the way to LSU. That might have been the craziest thing.
I want to ask you, we hear from coaches, we hear from administrators. You're players, you understand the college game. If you got into a situation, we'll say Vanderbilt runs the table. Vanderbilt is 13-0. You've won the SEC championship. Do you think college football should have a playoff? Do you think as a player you could play an extra game or two? Do you think that would be a negative thing for players? As a player, how do you view the whole issue? Because fans are pretty passionate about wanting a playoff, that the BCS formula always ends up with some team getting the shaft. But as players, do you have an opinion on it?
I personally wouldn't mind. We train, you know, really hard for an intense season. Like you said, week in and week out, we're playing tough games. So which one more at the end of the season?
I agree. Same thing. Like, I wouldn't be hurt by it.
Media is a lot different these days. You know, it used to be, I got here in the mid-80s, and TV, you know, players would know media guys from TV. How much do you watch the coverage of your team? How much do you read about it? How much do you read the message boards, honestly?
I really stay away from the message boards. Papers, you know, I try to keep up with that, you know. Use it as motivation.
Yeah, I mean, same as him. I can't disagree with anything he said. I don't get on the internet, look and see what they're saying about us. And if I hear anything that's good news from the coaches or from fans, that's all around. But, I mean, I stay out the internet with the message boards and stuff.
All right. Well, you guys, the season starts on the 28th at Miami, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
South Carolina, a week later, another Thursday night game here at home. And we appreciate your time this morning, and good luck down at Media Days. Have fun down there.
All right. Thank you.
Stay healthy, guys.
All right. We will.
That's the goal.
Yep. That's right. It's Rashard Langford, Vanderbilt safety, George Smith, Commodore receiver. They are headed down to Media Days in Birmingham. They'll go this afternoon along with Coach Bobby Johnson.